Okay. All right. So what are we doing now? Right. So we just changed the clock. So when the clock wasn't changed, and Shabbos afternoon was short, Wednesday night was the parsha. Now that we changed the clock, so we go back to what Wednesday night was before the change of the clock, which was Ein Yaakov. So we'll go back to that. The truth is, I feel a little bit bad for you guys because, you know, very often when I give shiurim, people that pay attention, they can sort of tell what I'm into at the time, like what swarm I'm into. Right now, I'm at a weird tekufa right now, like halacha, agada, chassidus, kabbalah. To me, it's all the same. It's bamshul all the same. So it's officially an Ein Yaakov shiur, but I don't know the difference between agada and halacha and kabbalah. I don't know. Okay, so I guess it'll just be a regular shiur, you know, like that. But officially, it's Ein Yaakov. So again, you don't have to remember where we're up to, but Brachas Tavav, that's where we're up to, Brachas Tavav. So the truth is, even in the actual Sefer Ein Yaakov, which is a collection of the Agada through Shas, so very often, even over there, you know, not every, you know, there are some Gemaras which are clearly not Agadata, some Gemaras which are clearly yes Agadata, and then you have Gemaras that are, you know, sort of, Agada, but Agada that's relevant to Halacha L'maisa as well. So this is going to be one of those examples, especially in the beginning of Brachas, there's a lot of those Gemaras where, again, it's not, you wouldn't call them super duper heavy like halachic, but they have halachic significance. So that's the type of Gemara that that we'll see now. So in Marmukah number one, really, like 1, 2, and 3, these it's a sugya in Brachas Davav Mid Aleph. And basically the general topic that the Gemara on Davav Mid Aleph, which is where we're up to, sort of touches upon, which is what we're going to use as a launching pad to talk about, is the inyan of davening and shul. Davening and shul. We know there's inyan of davening. There's inyan of davening with a minyan. But there's inyan of davening in a shul. Obviously, if daven with a minyan in shul, it's gevaldik. But davening in a shul, what's the inyan of a shul? So right away, so Marmukah number one, you see there's a Gemara in Brachas, Vav Mid Aleph, Tanya. Abba bin Yamin Omer. The way Agada especially works, we've seen this previously, is that the way the flow of Agada very often is, you mention a statement by a Tana or an Amira that's maybe a little bit more obscure, and then you mention Derech Agav, you know, other statements by that person. So Av Ben Yamin, again, this we're going months back already, but the previous Gemaras were also talking about Av Ben Yamin. So Tanya, Av Ben Yamin Omer. Av Ben Yamin said, "Ain tefila shel adam nishmas ela beisakneses." Now that's the tefila of a person is only heard in shul. Only heard in shul. L'shenemar says Av Ben Yamin says in pasuk l'shmoy al arina ve'la tefila, that Hashem listens to rina, to song, and to davening. So said Av Ben Yamin b'makim rina, in the place of song. In other words, what's the basic knesses where shiras v'zishbachas are said. Now this statement of Av Ben Yamin is a very strong one. Ain tefila shel adam nishmas ela beis haknesses. Tefila is only heard in the shul. So the way the Rishonim already temper this by saying it doesn't mean that not in shul Hashem doesn't listen. No, it just means ain, the way they sort of add in a word, ain tefila shel adam nishmas tamid ela beis haknesses. The only place that you can be guaranteed your davening is always heard, that's in shul. That's in shul. Now what does it mean in shul? What does it mean beis haknesses? So most Rishonim learn, we're going to see this, most Rishonim learn that this means even without a minyan. In other words, obviously with a minyan, that's the ideal. Davening with a minyan in shul, that's the ideal. But Av Ben Yamin is telling us a chiddush, that even when a person isn't able to daven with a minyan, davening in a shul. And you can be guaranteed that your tefillah will be heard, you daven in a shul. And again, the pasuk is, L'shmoy al arina ve'al tefillah, v'mokim rina sham tei tefillah. That's Av Ben Yamin. Okay. So now, once we're on that topic, there's it's important to see a few other Gemaras to appreciate what's going on over here. So take a look at Marmukah number two. This is a Gemara Davav. Now we'll go to a Gemara Dav Ches. The Gemara says like this: Amar le Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman. It's a Maisa. It is a Gata. So Rabbi Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, "My time le Yasi Mar le Beknish Letzliy." Evidently, Rav Nachman didn't show up to shul that day. So Rabbi Yitzchak asks Rav Nachman, "My time le Yasi Mar le Beknish Letzliy. Why didn't you come to daven?" So Amar le, so Rav Nachman says back, "Le Yichilna. I wasn't able to. In other words, I wasn't feeling well. Whatever. He wasn't able to get there." Amar le, so Rabbi Yitzchak said to him, lichtenfi lemar asar velitzli. You know, okay, you can cut the shul, but why didn't the Rebbe gather a minion together to daven in your house? Amar lei, so Rav Nachman said, trichli milsa, it was too much of a tircha, I couldn't do that either. Okay, v'lei malei, so then Rabbi Yitzchak says, okay, so you couldn't go to shul, you couldn't get a minion in your house, v'lei malei mar l'shlucha de tzibura, but what you could have done, he says to Rav Nachman, is that you could have asked the gabbai, the shlich tzibur, whatever, someone in charge, that be'idna, the matzli tzibura, you could have found out that you told someone when they're davening shmoneser, when they're davening in shul, le'sevi l'idri l'mar, come in and let me know. I mean, says Rav Yitzchak to Rav Nachman, that's what you could have done. Why didn't you do that? And then you would have davened at the same time that they're davening in shul. Amar lei ma'kuli hai. So Rav Nachman says, well, why should I do that? What's that inyan? So Amar lei, so he said, no, Adam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ba'ichai. Because Rabbi Yochanan said the name Mishum Ba'ichai. Ma'idach Siv, what's the meaning? It says in Pasuk, V'ani tefilasi l'cha Hashem, Eis Ratzin. That my davening should be an Eis Ratzin. What's an Eis Ratzin? Eima say Eis Ratzin. So Rabbi Yochanan named Mishum Ba'ichai, B'shoa Shah Tzibur Mispalin. So the time when the Tzibur is davening, that's called an Eis Ratzin. The Gemara, So now the Sats Rav Yitzchak is saying to Rav Nachman, what you could have, you couldn't go to shul, you couldn't daven with the minion, but at least you could have found out when the minion is davening, and then you could daven at the same time. That's what Rav Yochanan says over here, that's called an Eis Ratzon, so you should have done that. Okay, fine. I guess the simple pshat of the Gemara is Rav Nachman have heard of such a thing. But okay, in Kabbalah and Kabbalah. The Gemara goes on to say that this idea from Rav Yochanan, Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Amar Mihacha. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Chanina, said that this idea from a different pasuk. It says in pasuk, "Hein Kel Kabir V'lo Yimas," that behold Hashem, the multitude He will not reject. Kabir V'lo Yimas. In other words, the davening of a tzibur Hashem doesn't reject. So Rav Acha, Rav Chanina said that's where this idea comes from this pasuk. Ain kel kaber lo yimas. Uksiv, another pasuk, pada b'shalom nafshi, mikrovli, that Davnel says, Hashem, you saved my soul from conflict. Ki b'rabim ha'yimodi, because there were many people with me. The same idea, that when the tzibur is davening, that's an ace ratzah.
The term makom versus
ace,
the
ace
thing is unique to the first pasuk.
Well, the Rabbi Yochanan, said an ace ratzah, right. Yeah, we're going to see about this. Yeah, we're going to see. It's, the simple pshat in the Gemara is that there's really no halachic difference between whatever the source is. Again, Rav Yochanan Mishum Reichai, it's because I need to be Lassil Hashem Eis Ratzin. Rav Acha Rav Chanina says from different psukim, Kaber V'lo Yimas, Pad V'shal Nafshi, but it's all the same basic idea. Again, that's a simple reading the Gemara. Tani Nami Hachi, another brisa to back up this idea, Rav Nassin Oimer, Minayin She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mayis B'Tfilasin Shel Rabim. How do we know that Hashem doesn't reject the tefillah of a tzibur? Shenemer, again, the pasuk that Rav Acha Rav Chanina said, Hein kel kaber v'lo yimas, that behold Hashem doesn't reject the multitude. Uksid pad b'shal nafshi mikrovli ki v'rabim ha'yimadi. So that's the gemara. Okay. So far what we have, when you put these two gemaras together, is a chiddush and halacha. Obviously, again, ideal is to daven with a minion in shul, that's for sure. But if you can't get a minion in shul, so what we see from these two gemaras is that there's other options. The first gemara in Davov told us, introduced us to an idea that at least davening in shul is a gevald gezach, that's Abba ben Yamin. And then you have this conversation of Yitzchak and Rav Nachman with Riachnam Shem Baruchai, that if you know that davening at the same time as a minion is davening is also a chash of the thing. It's Ratzin, whatever the psukim are. Okay, fine. That's recorded in Shulchan Aruch. So you don't have this in front of you, but this is how the Shulchan Aruch says it in Siman Tzadik. So I'll read it to you. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says like this, and it's in Siman Tzadi, again, you don't have this in front of you, but Sif Tes. First, the Shulchan Aruch says, ideal, Yishtado Adam Listval Beisak Nesesi Matzibur. That person should do everything they can to daven with a minion in shul, that's ideal. V'im hu onus, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'im hu onus she'eni yocholav l'beisak neses, the person can't get to shul, so yichavin l'spal, b'shosh ha'tzibur mispalin. Then at least daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. That was the that's dav ches. That's the conversation of Yitzchak and Rav Nachman. So and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It says the Shulchan Aruch further. V'chein imnenas v'lo yispal b'shosh atzibur mispalin. And if you can't do that, so you can't get to the minion and so on. V'mispal biyachid. So afal pikin yispal beitzak nesis, but at least daven in shul. At least daven in shul. That's the first gemara tafav without binyan. That's a okay.
It's not clear which is prior.
Huh?
It's not really clear from the shul.
It doesn't say. It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that what would be better is to daven at the same time as the tzibur's davening. Then in shul, if you can't do that, then at least go to shul daven by yourself. That's what it sounds like. But these are two separate. You know, there's a mile of again. Ideal is everything shul and minyan. Not that. Okay, there's a mile of davening at the same time, and there's a mile of davening in a shul.
That's the least one is ace at home.
The least is davening at home at your own time.
There's like
between the two of them.
Between davening alone later in shul or davening at home.
So it's not 100% clear. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like between those two things, the better one is to daven at the same time as the tzibur's davening at home. Davening at home. That's what it sounds like, but again, it's not clear. But that's in the Shulchan Aruch, these two things. Now let's go a little bit further on in these Gemaras with a few other milas and then yonim of davening in a shul, and then we'll be able to put it together a little bit. So, Marmukha number three, again, this is a Gemara that continues from Dav Ches. Amrei Shlakish. Again, now this is a little bit interesting because the Gemara on Davav was the Gemara that talked about the din of davening in a shul. The Gemara in Dav Ches was talking about the din of davening at the same time as a minyan. So between those two Gemaras, if you're Ravina Ravashi, you know, and you're putting the Gemara together, right? So where would you put different random statements of Amoraim talking about the greatness of a shul? You would put that on Davav, which is where Av Binyamin is introduced that you should daven in a shul. Dav Ches is talking about davening at the same time as a minyan. But interestingly enough, it's on Dav Ches talking about davening at the same time as a minyan. Now the Gemara introduces other ideas about davening in a shul, which is a little bit confusing, but we'll see soon. All things that are confusing, the Rambam comes to straighten out, but we'll see. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Marmok number three, Kol mi sheyesh lo beis haknesses be'iroi, anyone that has a shul in their city, ve'ena nichna sham l'spal, and doesn't go there to daven, nikra shochein ra, it's called a bad neighbor. It's also questionable, neighbor to who? Was it neighbor to who exactly? We'll see. Shenemar. Reish Lakish quotes a posse, koi ma Hashem, al kol shchonei heroyim. So says Hashem to all bad neighbors, hanoigim benachla asher enchalti asami Yisrael, all bad neighbors in the inheritance that I've given my people, Klal Yisrael. So there's this group of people called bad neighbors. Who are these bad neighbors? Says Reish Lakish, it means people that don't daven in shul. Okay? Said Reish Lakish, the v'loy oid, not only they called bad neighbors, el shagarim golus loy lubanav, they cause golus, chas v'shalom, to them, to their children. Shenemar, because the pasuk continues, hinni noit sham, koyimar Hashem, again, Hashem says to these bad neighbors, hinni noit sham yalad masam, I will banish them from their land, v'espeis yudah etesh mitoicham, and Klal Yisrael as well. So that's a very harsh thing. But this is what Reish Lakish is saying, the din of davening in a shul. Now, the truth is, obviously, again, like we said from the beginning, the ideal is davening in a shul with a minyan. But again, if not, at least daven in a shul. So Reish Lakish is again talking about the mile of a shul. But again, what's interesting is that this is flowing from the Gemara and Dav Ches talking about davening not in shul but davening at the same time as a minyan. Again, if I was Ravina Ravashi, I would be putting the statement of Reish Lakish on Dav Vav by Mar Malka number one. But okay.
The end of Kibirat Mahayu Imadi.
Yeah.
Isn't that talking about Tefillah B'Tzibur?
So the simple reading of the Gemara is extrapolating that to Imadi means, in other words, they're davening at the same time. But you're right, and we'll see. So fine, the Gemara continues. Amrul, another statement about davening in a shul. Amrul Leila Rabbi Yochanan, again, also on Dav Ches. Amrul Leila Rabbi Yochanan, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ikasabi beBavel. There are elder people, there are elderly people in Bavel. Okay? Tamav Amar, and Rabbi Yochanan was shocked, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. Tamav Amar, Rabbi Yochanan was shocked, and he said, it says in Pasuk, Lamar Yirba Yemechem, Vimev Menechem, Al Adalaksev. It says that a person should have a Rechis Yam in Eretz Yisrael. Al chutzlarts light, non chutzlarts. So he's shocked that there's ariches yam in Bavel. But kiven da amrele. So once they told him though, mekadmi u'mechashki u'beknishta, that these elderly people, they go to shul in the morning, they go to shul at night, they're shul goers. Amar, okay, fine. Hainu da hanilu taka. That explains why they have ariches yamim. Kedam Rabbi Shuban Levi levenei, because Rabbi Shuban Levi similarly said to his children. Rabbi Shuban Levi told his children. We find this in a few gemaras. Rabbi Shuban Levi gave. like Hayra's directions to his kids. So the Gemara says that he said to his kids, Kedimu v'chashichu v'aylu v'levei k'nishta. Make sure to go early and late. Always go to shul every day. Kehecha deturchu chai, in order that you should have a long life. So you see such a thing, that going to shul creates a riches yamim. Amar Rav Acha b'Rav Chanina. Rav Acha b'Rav Chanina said, Maikra, what's the source of this in Pasuk? So he quotes the Pasuk, Ashri Adam Shemeeli, Hashem, praiseworthy is a person that listens to me. What am I saying? What I'm saying is lishkad al dasoisai yoyim yoyim, that they should frequent my doors every single day, which the Gemara understands to be meaning a shul. Lishmar mezuzas psochai, to protect and to watch and to sort of be there by the doorpost the doorpost of my doors. So this is so the Hashem is saying that's a praiseworthy is a person that basically goes to shul, frequents shul every day. Uksiv asrei, the next pasuk is kimoitzei matzachaim. Those that find me find life. So that's what he's saying. So you see over here that going to shul creates a riches yamim. Okay. Now this pasuk that referenced going to shul, how did the pasuk end off? The pasuk ended off lishmar mezuzas psochai, that these people go to shul, they watch, they protect, they guard the doorposts of my doors, plural. What do you mean my doors? How many doors does a shul have to have? So it can have many doors, but all it needs is one. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Chizda, lo'olam yikanis adam shnei psachim beisakneses. A person should always go two doors into shul. So it says, what does that mean? Two doors. So the Gemara says, Ele'ema, no, Rav Chisda meant to say is like this, Shir Shnei Psachim. And as you go into shul, so you walk into the door, and right then and there you start davening. No. You have to go as if there's another door. The amount of space that would be required to go through another door, if there would be one, you go through that. You don't daven mamish right by the door. So that's what he meant. That's what he means. Shir shnei psachim v'achakach yisbal. Okay. Why can't you daven right away by the door? So you can say, maybe you block people or something. But so you take a look at Marmuk and before Rashi over there. Rashi says, Shalayesha sanach lepesach. You shouldn't sit and daven right by the door. Dinirov kamasoi, because it looks like you're just waiting to get out of there. You know what I'm saying? You're just waiting by the door to get out. Nero of Kamasa Ika Vesaknesis Chasushalam. Looks like being stuck in shul to you is a burden. You want to be like the first one out. So that's why you have to go a little bit in. And again, this is hinted to in the Pasuk, right? Lishmar Mezuzas Psachai. That Hashem says you go to shul and you're sort of standing guard by the doorposts of my doors. So as Rav Chisda said, it means that you should go in as if there's multiple doors. But again, says Rashi, what's the Indian? What's Tama Gzir Sakazov? The Indian is because you want to show that you're actually interested in being there. You're not just waiting to leave. That's Rashi. Okay, fine. One final Gemara about going to shul and about, you know, we saw previously, who was it? The whole Maisa with Rabbi Yochanan, that there are elderly people in Chutz Laaretz, Yishuv and Levi. There's an Indian of going in the morning, going at night, frequenting shul. So there's another Gemara similar to that, Marmaka number 5. So the Gemara Brachis, Mem Zayin Amebez, different Gemara. Vamar Rishub and Levi, it's also Rishub and Levi. Rishub and Levi said, Lo'aylam Yashkim Adon Lebeis HaKnesses, a person should always go to shul as early as you can. Kedei Sheyizkevim, this is a famous idea, Kedei Sheyizkevimne Masar Rishayim. You should be able to be of the first 10 to make the minyan. Why? Why is that important? So Rishon Levi said, "Shefilu mei abayim achar," because even 100 people come afterwards, kibul schar kulam. You get the schar of everybody. So one second, schar kulam, because mamish, no one else gets schar but you. No, so the Gemara explains, "Eleima noistim loy schar kineged kulam," means you get the schar, you get the measure of everyone's schar, and as they get their schar too, but you get the schar of 100 people. They also get schar, but you get the schar of 100 people. That's the Gemara. Okay, fine. So these are the Gemaras. So again, just summing it all up, we have one Gemara that says, again, davening with a minyan in shul is ideal, obviously. If not, then you have Av Binyamin, daven in a shul. You have the story with Rav Yitzchak and Rav Nachman. If you can't do that, whatever, at least daven at the same time the minyan is davening. Eis Ratzon, Padav Shal Nafshi, different psukim, fine. Then you have the statement of Rish Lakish, davening in a shul, if a person chas v'shalom doesn't, then you're called a bad neighbor, you cause galus, chas v'shalom. Obviously, the opposite is the opposite. Then you have another, my love davening with a shul, creates a riches yamim, right? That was the, with Rav Yochanan. And then you have this other, another halacha, that you, when you're davening a shul, don't daven mamish by the door, you have to go in a little bit. And the final halacha that we saw is that it's a good thing to be from the Asur Rishon. Okay, so far...
It almost seems like there's the din of Eretz Yisrael, but like...
Yeah, we'll see about that too. I wasn't going to pass over that. Okay, so far is everything simple. When you look at the Rambam, so things get more complicated, then they become simple. So there's a few strange things. Take a look at the Rambam, basically, you know, sort of codifies these Gemaras and these Halachas and puts it together in his way in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, the beginning of Parches. In Parches and Hilchas Tefillah, that's where the Rambam talks about the idea of a shul, the daven with a minion, and so on. So in Parches Halacha Alf and Halacha Beis. So we'll do a little bit backwards. Take a look at Halacha Beis first, and then we'll see. Just I guess I'll mention some quick horrors for you know, before we even actually see the Rambam, what he does say. First, we have to recognize the problems really are more what the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam completely omits the idea of davening at the same time as a minyan. This whole discussion, Rabbi Yisrael to Rav Nachman, nowhere in Rambam does he ever say openly such a thing, that if you can't go to shul, you can't get a minyan, daven at the same time. It's completely omitted. It's a kasha. It's an open gemara. Why not? Okay. That's problem number one. There's another problem, which is the Rambam also completely omits the idea of being one of the Asar Rishonim. The idea of being one of the first 10, again, which was Marmukah number 5, that's an open gemara, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, no disagreement, no machlokes, it's Rav Shimon Levi. The Rambam completely omits it. It's problem number 2. Okay, those are the big problems. Okay, then there's like, I don't know, problem. It's like a curiosity, I guess you can say. It's okay. So we're used to it. Sorry. So, yeah, right. So Marmukah number 7. Take a look at Halacha Beis. This is Parches Halacha Beis. The first part of the halacha, we haven't seen the gemaras that Rambam is coming from, but it's not so hard. The Rambam says like this: Mitzvah loritz lebeis haknesses is a mitzvah to run to shul. Shenemar v'neida v'nirda for ladas es Hashem. Let's run to know Hashem. So the Rambam's not making that up. That's another gemara in brachas. And daf tes, I think it is. That's another gemara in brachas. The Rambam continues: Ukeshe yetsim v'es haknesses. You're supposed to run to shul, and when you leave shul, you're not supposed to run, right? You're not supposed to take big steps. And this idea, you know, you want to run to shul, you're excited to go to shul, you're not excited to leave. That's the. Then the Rambam continues. And when you enter into shul, you should go 2 doors lengths, right? That's the Gemara that we saw. Then you daven. To fulfill what it says in Pasuk, that you should guard the doors of my, you know, the doorpost of my doors. Okay, what's the problem with the Rambam? Yeah, but the last lishmar mezuzas psachai, the Gemara didn't openly connect it to Rav Chisda, but you can make the argument that's where Chisda is coming from. What I think the problem is like this: It sounds like from the Rambam, there's an inyan of like this pasuk lishmar mezuzas psachai. Like there's an inyan be'etzem of imagining as if you entered shul through 2 doors. Like Rashi went, every word of Rashi is also measured, right? Rashi doesn't say anything that's not necessary. When Rashi, on that Gemara that said you shouldn't daven right by the door, you should go in 2 doors lengths, whatever, Rashi went out of it to explain why. What was bothering Rashi? What was bothering Rashi is, why am I pretending there's 2 doors? So Rashi said, of course, ridiculous. Why you don't have to pretend there's 2 doors? The reason why you should go in 2 doors lengths is because you want to show that you're not itching to leave. But the Rambam says, why should you go in 2 doors lengths? Because it says in Pasuk, Lishmar Mezuzas Psach, Akilu, it's like a Gzeres HaKasav, that yeah, when you go to shul, you have to imagine that there's 2 doors. What's this inyan of having 2 doors? Rashi says there is no inyan of imagining 2 doors. There's an inyan of showing that you want to be there. It's hinted to by that Pasuk. But it's not like an inyan of 2 doors, you know, it's not like an inyan of like, you know, you have to imagine a shul has 2 doors. There's no inyan like that. It's the poetic way of the pasuk saying, go further into shul for a seichel dikar reason, because you want to show that you're interested in being there. No. But the Rambam sounds like, no, there's an inyan of every shul should have this, like in the structure of a shul, there should be this pasuk of lishmar mezuzas psachai, that a shul should have 2 doors. You don't actually have to have two doors, but everyone that goes to shul has to act as if there's two doors. What type of Indian is this? So it's a strange thing. Yeah.
Okay, what are we adding? Okay, so we explain.
Yeah, and he goes straight to the pasuk as if this is like a vaydavar shomay shalemer lishma mizuzis pesachai. Yeah, so that to me needs hesper. Okay, so let's go back. The simple reading of these gemaras and definitely the way the Shulchan Aruch records it is that there's two milas. There's an inyan again davening in a shul with a minyan is the best, but not there's davening in a shul and there's davening at the same time as a minyan. Look in Halacha Aleph in Maromok number 6. Now let's read the Rambam. How the Rambam introduces the whole this entire parak in Perches is talking about the minyan shul. Look how the Rambam puts it again, and remember to yourself how the Shulchan Aruch presented it, and how when we read the Gemara it was like this: is two separate Gemaras, two separate ideas, shul, daven and the minyan at the same time as the minyan, two separate ideas. Look how the Rambam puts it: Tfila satzibun ishmas tamid. So the Rambam introduces it fine. First of all, you should know. The davening of a tzibur is always heard. Even if there are sinners amongst them, Hashem doesn't reject the tefillah of rabbim. That's obviously a reference to the pasuk that the Gemara quoted in the name Rav Acha Rav Chanina, Hein kel kabir v'lo yimas, that Hashem doesn't reject the multitude. That's what he's playing with. Lefichach, therefore says the Rambam, tzarachat l'mashatef atzmei matzibur. Very vague statement. Therefore, a person should connect themselves to the tzibur. What does that mean? So the truth is, Rambam is very, very vague. Like, what does that mean to connect yourself to the tzibur? So the Mefarshim on the Rambam already say it can mean many things. It can mean that when you say your personal tefillah, say Balashan Rabbim. It can mean maybe also daven at the same time as the tzibur is davening. But it's this just general l'shatef atz. The language of the Rambam is more than he doesn't even just say l'shatef atzma im tefillah at tzibur. Yeah, it can be made. It's vague. The Rambam continues. V'lo yisbal biyachid calls man shiach l'sbal matzibur. Certainly, you shouldn't daven by yourself if you have the opportunity to daven in the minyan. Certainly, go to a minyan. And in this same halacha, so what's been the focus until now? Daven in the minyan, tzibur, right? In that context, in that halacha, says the Rambam, v'lo'olam yashkim adam v'yarv l'beisakneses. In this context, says the Rambam, a person should always go early and late, always go to shul every single day, frequent shul. She'ein tefilas nishmas b'koleis el beis haknesses, which is Abba bin Yamin. Davening is always, you could only be confident davening is always accepted if it's in shul. V'chol mi she'yesh lo beis haknesses b'iroi ve'ein mespa'al boi im ha'tzivor. So it's Nikra Shachin Ra, you called the bad neighbor, which was Rish Lakish's statement. What's the Rambam doing? What the Rambam is doing is as follows. The Rambam understood that these are not two separate Gemaras. These are not two separate concepts, two separate ideas. And as again, the simple reading of the Gemaras, like the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, is like, there's two separate ideas. I want to get my tefillah accepted. That's what I want. So what could I do? I want skulas. So there's one skula is the place of Davin. You have to. It's a holy place. It's a good place. It's based on Knesset. That'll get you in. Right? Another option is, okay, Davin at the same time as the Tzibur's Davin. The Rambam didn't see it like that. The Rambam understood is that the inyan of davening in shul is an extension, is a byproduct, is the same basic idea as the general idea of tefillah satzibur. The Rambam, again, that's what the Rambam is saying, is that there's idea tefillah satzibur is always accepted. Says the Rambam, and because of that, a person should connect themselves to the tzibur. Now, let's get a little bit more to define things in the Rambam's view. I mentioned before, the Rambam never openly says, you know, what the Gemara said, you know, to daven at the same time as the tzibur's daven. The Rambam never said that. The Rambam makes this vague statement that you should be meshatif yourself with the tzibur and so on. So let's focus on that for a second. You'll see how we'll pull it together in a moment. The Rambam, why does the Rambam ignore that statement? The answer is, if you go in the Gemara, this was something, Rabbi Yitzchak said this to Rabbi Nachman, right? Rabbi Nachman didn't go to shul. So Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rabbi Nachman, you go to shul. He said, I wasn't feeling well, I wasn't able to. I get a minyan in your house, I wasn't able to do that. Okay, you daven at the same time as he was davening. My kulihai. Why should I make myself crazy like that? Well, no, it's a good zach, because Rabbi Yochanan is the name of Rishon Baichoi. Vani tefilos ilcha Hashem eis rotzen. And what's an eis rotzen? They're davening, so it's a good eis rotzen to do that. But the truth is, so we when we read the Gemara, I said, okay, so why didn't Rav Nachman do it in Maisa? Never heard of it. No, it's not Rav Nachman, never heard of it. Rav Nachman didn't hold this as such a big deal. Why? Rav Nachman, here's where it's coming from. The assumption that Rabbi Yitzchak was making about Rav Nachman was the following assumption, is that you, Rav Nachman, are davening Rav Nachman. Like, you're an individual person, you're making your tefillahs. And you want your tefillahs to get up there. So you want it to be an Eis Ratzon. So what's a good Eis Ratzon? Oh, when the minyan is davening. Rav Nachman was not coming from that place. Rav Nachman was coming, he said, one second, I am not davening my personal tefillah. My tefillah is always in connection with the tzibur. My tefillah is always in connection with the tzibur. I don't have to find an Eis Ratzon. Whenever I daven, it's Bechinas Klal Yisrael. That's what Rav Nachman was saying. And because my kolihai, why should I do that? Now this idea is a fundamental difference. The if you're davening a personal individual tefillah, then you need it to sort of find, like, there has to be, like, I want an opening in heaven to slip my pigeon in, you know what I'm saying? So when does the clouds open up? So the clouds open up when the tzibur's davening, they open up. Rav Nachman, that's called being meshatef and connecting your davening to the davening of a tzibur. But then there's something else, which is the tefillah of the tzibur. A tzibur dik a tefillah. When Rav Nachman davens, he himself was always davening the bechinas tzibur. And when you're davening, and when your tefillah itself is a tzibur dik a davening, they don't have to worry about what time is the minyan davening. By the, more than that, the tzibur that I'm connecting to, the tzibur that my tefillah is a part of, is more than just the 10 people that happen to be in that shul at that particular time. If once I am able to make my tefillah a tzibur dik a tefillah, then the tzibur that my tefillah is a part of is the tzibur of Kol Yis Knesses Yisrael. Lav dafka those guys. Why those guys? If I'm trying to find the time that they're specifically davening, then what minyan? Then my tefillah is trying to piggyback off of, you know, Yankel, Shmerel, and Beryl, good guys, holy Jews, but they're that particular tzibur. Rav Nachman, you'll see in a second where I'm coming from. Rav Nachman didn't hold of this idea because Rav Nachman fundamentally had a different perspective of what davening is supposed to be. Davening is not a yachid. Even when you're davening by yourself, you're not davening as an individual, and therefore you need to find like a good, you know, booster pack, you know, a rocket ship to connect your davening to. No. The answer is, when you daven, even as an individual, your davening better always be a tzibur dikadav. But what does it mean to make your to have a tzibur dikadavening? It means, in your mind, to connect yourself to Knesset Yisrael. It means the language that you use should be B'lashon Rabim, it should be more Klal Yisrael dik. And once it's in that mode, then already my tefillah is much more beyond that particular minyan that happens to daven at the 8:45 because it happens to be Bashkacha Pratis, that's when the Gabbai put it, whatever. It's much bigger than that. This is hinted to in the other psukim that the Gemara quoted, Rav Acha, Rav Chinin. Right? So again, Rabbi Yochanan said name Rishon Barichai. V'ani tefilasi l'cha Hashem Eis Ratzon. When's an Eis Ratzon? When a minyan is davening. So that means that you want to daven when there's an Eis Ratzon. It means your davening is not the tzibur's davening. Your davening is a personal, individual, yachadik davening. And there's a minyan davening. Oh, but when the minyan davening is an Eis Ratzon, it's a good Pesach. I could slip my papers in there. That was where Rabbi Yochanan named Shem Reichai. Comes Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, Mehacha, a different pasuk. First we asked, why does he need a different pasuk for? What's wrong with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? He's saying a different idea. Hein kel kabir v'layimas. The Rabbanu Shem doesn't reject the tefillah of a tzibur. That's not that. What does that mean? That means that Rav Acha, Rav Chanina is telling you is that not that just do it at the same time. Your tefillah should be a tefillah of a multitude. Pada b'shalom nafshi mikrovli ki berabim hoyu imadi. Ki berabim hoyu imadi means that my tefillah was a tefillah tzibur. Look at how the Rambam puts it. Again, let's go back to Halacha to Maramoka number 6, the beginning of Parakhes. Tefillah satzibur nishmas tamid. The tefillah of a tzibur is always heard. If they're sinners, referencing the pasuk of Rabbi Chanina, that the Rabbanu Shem doesn't reject the tefillah of a multitude. Daven at the same time, whatever it is, but figure out etzes to make your tefillah not a Rav Nachman, not an individual person tefillah, but a Klal Yisrael dikat tefillah, a tzibur dikat tefillah. Once you're doing it like that, then fakert, then what, you're going to be so limited to think, well, I have to daven there for at 8:45 because this particular minion that I happen to be connected to, that's when they're davening, that once I am overcoming my individual limitations, and my tefillah is being offered up as a tzibur dikat tefillah, then I can go way beyond that particular minyan that I happen to frequent. My tefillah is a Klal Yisrael dikat tefillah. That's the l'shatef atzmai. He doesn't say l'shatef tefillosai in tefillas atzibur. L'shatef atzmai matzibur, that you connect yourself to the tzibur. That's what it is. V'lo yisbal b'yochid kol zman sheyoch l'sbal matzibur. And therefore, that the Rambam says, so maybe you'll think, okay, so I'll just daven by myself, and in my moichin, in my mind, I'll be Klal Yisrael. Rambam says, very, very nice. If you have the opportunity to actually daven with a minion, then do that. To this, the Rambam then says, "Ul'olam yashkim adam v'yar lo beis haknesses." What's a beis haknesses? What the Rambam now in this context is telling us, you know what a beis haknesses is? What's the ma'ala beis haknesses? Stam, it's a holy place? No, that's not the point. The beis haknesses is a place that is the representation, the physical manifestation of Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael. That's what's called Beis HaKnesses. Who goes to the Beis HaKnesses? It happens to be, at this moment, it's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, who does these particular guys, but it's for Klal Yisrael. The halach is, we know al pidin, that Beis HaKnesses technically doesn't need a mezuzah, al pi halach. Because it's not owned by anybody. It's Klal Yisrael's place. That's what a Beis HaKnesses is. Says the Rambam, why is it a mile of davening in a shul? Even when there's no minion there. You know why? Because that's the inyan of making your... Because davening in a shul, automatically the tefillah is predisposed to be Knesset Yisrael. By the way, this is true al pi pnimis hatar as well. In the Kisveri, one of the kavanas of entering into a Beis HaKnesses is this idea that a Beis HaKnesses is Malchus, the Shechina, Knesset Yisrael. That's what the Beis HaKnesses is. The same halacha says the Rambam of l'shatef atzma tzibur, connect yourself to the tzibur. Again, doesn't mean my personal tefillah, I need to find a skula. So as one skula is daven in a holy place, another skula is daven at the same time the tzibur is daven. It's an ace ratzin. It's not ace ratzinus. We're talking about something much deeper than that. We're talking about redefining your tefillah altogether. When you redefine your tefillah altogether, then you redefine it as the tefillah of a tzibur, and not, and therefore you don't have to fakir. Don't limit it in your mind. It's like, imagine that my tefillah is just with those particular 10 people. It's Knesset Yisrael, because what does it mean to make yourself what does it mean that your personal tefillah should be a tzibur dikat tefillah? You're only one guy. The answer is yeah, and physically you're only one person, but mitzad the neshama, you're connected with who? With those 10 people. Mitzad the neshama, you're connected with all of Klal Yisrael. You know, there's Mamanoshach. If you're thinking of yourself mitzad the guf from Chitzanias, then this whole idea of davening and your tefillah is a tzibur dikat tefillah is completely ridiculous. The best you can do is find the right time or the right place to make your tefillahs more accepted. That's where Rabbi Yitzchak is coming from. So as Rabbi Yitzchak is coming to Rabbi Nachman with a certain mentality, which is that you are one individual person. And as long as you're davening as one individual person, then guess what? You better find all the tricks of the trade to make sure your one little paper gets through. So how are you going to do that? Okay, so Av Binyamin said, daven in a shul. It's a chash of a place. Makam Rina Shamtei Tefillah. And I'm telling you, Rabbi Yochanan named Rishon Bar Yochai, there's another eitz, which is daven at the same time as a tzibur's daven. It's also good. But says Rav Nachman, my kulei high, what are you talking? It's not, I'm not, my tefillahs are not an individual tefillahs. What do you mean? Aren't physically you one person? Yeah, physically one person. But I'm davening for my neshama. And what's your neshama? Your neshama is that particular minion. No. My neshama is part of Knesset Yisrael, which is everything. Oh, so now you're talking about a whole different way of thinking. So therefore, the Rambam, therefore, what from that perspective, then there's no idea of davening at the same time as the minyan's davening. What's the marashach? If I'm davening by my, my inyan is I'm davening from the neshama, and the neshama is part of Knesset Yisrael, which is bigger than that particular shul anyway. Also, senaf kamina. The answer is that's why Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, "Michael, I want to make myself crazy for." Even though Rabbi Yochanan and Rishon Meichai said this, but Rav Acha, Rav Chanina quoted a different pasuk. And Rav Acha, Rav Chanina's pasuk was not talking about finding an ace rotzen. When you talk about finding an ace rotzen, it means that you're an individual person trying to find the loopholes. Rav Acha, Rav Chanina introduced a new idea, which is Hein Kel Kaber Lo Yimas, so that the Rav Hashem doesn't reject the multitude. And you want to be part of the multitude. Pod B'shal Nafshi, Ki Ram Hayumadi. And Tanya Nami Hachi, the Gemara recorded at the end of Marmok number 2, a Braisa, backing up who? Rabbi Yochanan and Mishra Mbarichai? No. Tanya, Nami Hachi, Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Minayin Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moyes B'tfilosim Shel Rabim, Shenem Rehein Kel Kaber V'lo Yima Suksiv, Padu B'shal Nashi Ki Ram Ha'yumadi. So there's the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't reject the Tfilah multitude, and Padu B'shal Nashi Ki Rabim Ha'yumadi. That my Tfilah was B'chinas Rabim. That's a new idea. In halacha, therefore, the Rambam paskins like Rav Nachman, the Rambam paskins like Tani Nami Hochi, Rav Nosson Oimer, that the inyan of davening is not about the guiding light. The objective is not to daven as an individual finding ace rotzens and finding skulas. The idea is that you daven b'chinas tzibur, l'shatef atzmei matzibur. You connect yourself to the tzibur and you find different ways. So the Rambam, that's what the Rambam kept the line vague. Because the Gemara doesn't say exactly how Rav Nachman had this moichin. So Rav says, figure out a way to make yourself tziburdik. You want to use particular languages, you want to find the right this daven at the same time as the minyanim, that's also fine. But I'm not saying that the inyan is these are eitzes, you find your own eitzes to make yourself be meshutif with the tzibur. And then your tefillas is the tefillah of the tzibur. But again, once you're going beyond your physical limits, because your neshama is bigger than your physical limits. Well, guess what? Your neshama is bigger than those particular guys too. I don't mean to point to this side of the room, Sam. That's not the most. You're bigger than that. So it's Klal Yisrael. This is also why the Rambam doesn't paskin like Rav Yishuv ben Levi. The Gemara said, Rav Yishuv ben Levi says, a person should always try to be the Sar Rishayim. Why? Because you're Sar Rishayim, you get the schar keneged everybody. It's an open Gemara, whether I'm not paskin like that. The answer is, what type of meichin is that? You're davening in a minyan. And you're thinking of yourself as an individual person getting the schar of all the other individual people in the shul. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. That's not Rav Nachman. So the Rambam who paskins like Rav Nachman, that there's no inyan of davening as an ace rotzen, because the inyan is that your tefillah should be tzibur dik. So Allah, that's true when you're davening by yourself. Allah is kam v'kama when you're davening with a minyan that your tefillah should be tzibur dik. And if you're davening tzibur dik, then the whole idea of I'm going to get schar connected kulam, who am I, who are they? So that the Ram doesn't pass like that. It's Ram l'shitasa. Ram's l'shitasa. Huh? That's so. And it's in this context the Rambam defines what the need of a Beis HaKnesses is. Because this is the mile of a Beis HaKnesses. The Beis HaKnesses, when you have 10 individual people davening, so that's 10 individual people. And for sure, the 10 individual people, any minyan, is sort of a window into Knesset Yisrael. The Achronim already say such a thing. Even on a simple level, right? I mean, every davening, is Keneged Tamashal Shachar, Tamashal Ben Arbaim. Who brought those karbonas? Klal Yisrael brought those karbanos. So already built in to the basic infrastructure of davening is that davening is going to have to have some mechanism to function as a window into Knesset Yisrael, because davening is based on karbanos, which are Knesset Yisrael dik. So every minyan is sort of a window into that. But when you have a minyan in shul, what does a shul do? A shul is a Beis HaKnesses. And again, like in the Kisferi, what's the Beis HaKnesses? The Beis HaKnesses is Knesset Yisrael. Mamish, that's what's called Knesset Yisrael. The ingathering of Knesset Yisrael. Happens to be right now, these are the 10 individual people that happen to be in shul, representing Knesset Yisrael. But it's Knesset Yisrael. In this context, says the Rambam, daven in a shul. Because that's what a shul does. A shul doubles down on this inyan of making your tefillah Knesset Yisrael. That's what's called a Beis HaKnesses. Again, like I said from the Kavana in the Kisferi, when you go to shul, that's the The Meichen is like that. That's the kavana of a shul, is that you're entering into a place that's Knesset Yisrael. Even halach, like I said, there's no mezuzah on it and so on. I mean, the halach lemaisa, we put mezuzah on a shul, but technically speaking, that's the idea. Huh? Very good, right? Ain tefillah shel adam nishmas, right? It's an individual person. By the way, this is not such a crazy. I mean, maybe it's all crazy, but the who are the, once we're doing crazy things, what were the names? You had Rav Yitzchak and Rav Nachman, right? Rav Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman. So based on what we're learning, so Rav Yitzchak is coming from a tefillah that's individual, and Rav Nachman is coming from a tefillah that's individual. It's Knesset Yisrael. Yitzchak is midas hagvura. Gvura means restraint, constriction, taking something that's one and pulling it into pieces. That's Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak is talking from the perspective of individual tefillas. Not Rav Nachman. The name Nachman has to do with Mashiach ben David. The pasuk says in Megillas Eicha, "Rochak mimeni menachim." The comforter is far from me. Who's the comforter? Chazal means Mashiach ben David. The name Mashiach ben David is the one that unites, the one that brings all the pieces together. Mola Arzdeis Hashanah Lachasim. That's Mashiach ben David. So Rav Nachman against Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman is the one that is coming from a different place. My kolayi, what's the Why are you thinking in these terms? Huh? That's Mashiach ben Yosef. Ab ben Yam is the name of Ab ben Yam is more Mashiach ben Yosef. Even Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said about himself, "Anam Mizar the Yosef Kasim." Right? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is compared to, you know. And so Mashiach Rechai is also Bechina Mashiach ben Yosef. So Mashiach ben Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik was alone in Mitzrayim. He thrives by himself. There are certain neshamas that they thrive by themselves, and other neshamas thrive when they're connected to a multitude. Those that are more Mashiach ben Yosef, they thrive more by themselves. I don't mean by themselves like disconnected, I'm saying, but and then there's Mashiach ben David, neshamas that thrive with a multitude. Rabbi Yochanan, Mashiach ben Yosef, right, Rabbi Yitzchak, Abba ben Yamin. These are all Mashiach ben Yosef Dikin names, right? Even Yitzchak is connected with Yosef. Yosef was called by Parit Sofnas Paneach. So Sofnas Paneach is Gematria Tzofen by Yitzchak. The only one that knew where Yitzchak was, where Yosef HaTzadik was, and you know Yitzchak knew that. Yitzchak is connected with Yosef HaTzadik. So all these names are what you call it. Related to Mashiach ben Yosef Dikin Yonim. Again, Rav Nachman is not like that. Nasim. Exactly.
No, he's saying that if Yitzchak is saying it's almost like a tactic, it's like Yitzchak is saying.
No, because you want to find an Ace Rotzen. You want to find an Ace Rotzen.
Right.
But you're still, but your tefillah is still an individual.
The car is different. Because
yeah, that's the idea. That's the idea. So as an individual, that's different. But again, that's the idea of it. Let's go back to those Gemaras, right? The Gemara said that if you don't daven in a shul, you're a bad neighbor. Who are you a bad neighbor? Who's a... So the Rishonim, the Mefarshim, the Rishonim already make that comment. The answer is, the neighbor that you're a bad neighbor to is the Shechina. It's Knesset Yisrael. So, I mean, because the shul is a basic message. The Gemara said, there's elderly people in Bavel. How's it possible? Only in Eretz Yisrael should there be elderly Arichas Yam. The answer is they go to shul. Okay, Gevaldik. Eretz Yisrael is a place of Knesset Yisrael. Like you mentioned before, you see from that Gemara that a shul is Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so we're going to get there in a second. But that's what Eretz Yisrael is. That's why even the idea of it causing Arichas Yam is related to this idea. The Rav Kook has a Torah like this, where the any individual person, when you have a branch of a tree, right? So the branch of a tree is alive and thrives well as long as it's attached to the tree itself, right? If you disconnect the branch or the leaf from the tree, then it's already dead. So Arichas Yamim for an individual yid comes the more they're connected with Knesset Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael does that. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. It's the place of Knesset Yisrael. Said Rabbi Yochanan, okay, but if you're in shul, in chutzlar is also good. Because the shul is based on Knesset. It's the same minion. Yeah.
Going back before about the Gvura of Yitzchak.
Yeah, yeah.
On Yosef, what would be the relationship then between
Keturah and the Shira Bishot of Yosef.
Yeah. So they're very connected. The Midah of Yosef, which is Hashpah, fundamentally is deeply connected to the Midah of Gevura, because in order for Hashpah to take place, it has to be super hyper focused. Like if you have like a laser beam, right? A laser beam. I don't know anything about laser beams, but I'm just pretending to. When you have the photons, that's the extent of when, whatever. Yeah. When you concentrate them into a point, then it has extreme potency. Like the Gemara says, a lashon, you know, that in order for a woman to become pregnant, it has to be yarek kechetz. So the gevura, the restraint, the constriction, the focusing into one particular point, that's the backdrop of the midah of Yisayit. So it's a very strong connection between Yisayit and Gevurah like that. Stam Ezo Gibar HaKavishas Yitzray, the context, it's talking about also the midah of Yisayit. Okay, so fine. So far, so good. That's what we have so far. Now, take a look at the final Marmakim. So, Halacha Aleph. So if we were to learn the Rambam as a Pnimiyus Sefer, so what's Halacha, which we do? So what's the Halacha Aleph? So Halacha Aleph is defining for us a Beis HaKnesses as a place of the Shekhinah, the place of Knesset Yisrael. That's the idea. The Tefillah of the Tzibur, Knesset Yisrael, that's what a Beis HaKnesses is. That's Halacha Aleph. Comes Halacha Beis. And Halacha Beis defines for us that there's another dimension of what a shul is. Says the Rambam. We read this before, we read it again now. Mitzvah l'artzal beis haknesses is a mitzvah to run to shul. Shnemar, v'neida v'nirda v'ladas es Hashem. So 1 second. All of a sudden now the shul shifted itself. It's until now it was a place that its spiritual definition was Knesset Yisrael. Now it's being defined as a place of what? Of ladas es havaya, to know the Rabbanu Shalom. That's Kutcha Brichu. Right? That's the Rabbanu Shalom. So all of a sudden now the Rambam putting these two halachas together, what the Rambam now is introducing us to in Pnimiyus HaTorah, which is what is a shul? Two dimensions. There's one spiritual. If we were able to see things from Ruchnius, we would see every shul is two shuls. There's one shul which is Knesset Yisrael, and there's another shul which is a place of Havai, a place of Elikus. Now the truth is those two things are interconnected, because the tachas of all life is Yichud Kutcha Brichu Shchinta, uniting the Rabbanu Shalom with Knesset Yisrael, and Knesset Yisrael is an extension of Elikos. Every Yid is a Chelek of the Kamimal, and that place of Chelek of the Kamimal is where all of Knesset Yisrael comes from. Comes the Rambam, therefore, as a sum total of all of this, Kishi Yikanis Beis HaKnesses, when you go to Shul, Yikanis Shir Shnei Psochem. Going to Shul, imagine there's two doors. Why two doors? It's two shuls. That's what every shul is. And because of that, you have to imagine yourself as if you're entering into two doors, because there's two different spiritual dimensions of every shul. There's Knesset Yisrael, and there's Kutcha Brichu, and the Yichud of both of them. And that's what davening is. Davening is an effort, an exercise in Yichud. Let's lishmar mezuzas pesachai. Okay. Hashem shablas taka, we should be zaycha. Always daven in the shul, in a minyan. All good things. Our tefillah should always be accepted, and we should always be Klal Yisrael dik. And Miyachid Yichudim, Kutcha Brichu Shchinta, Vizkot Zebrach, Vimher, Vimeinu, Amen.